College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 99 The Game, this is The Morning Shift. I am he, and he is Abo Morgan, a.k.a. Squib Billy, and this is my segment. It's not the normal time, because I normally do this at 8:40, or whenever Dylan puts it on the show sheet, because it, you know, kind of floats around an 8 o'clock hour due to other things. But I'm taking it over because it's Tuesday, and you know what Tuesday is?
Top 5 Tuesday.
That's right. And I'd be remiss if I don't mention my friends at Baron Burton's W Sauce Fireshire. Put that all over on meat this weekend that I cooked. I food prepped. You know I food prepped this week?
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Got back on my turkey bowls.
Attaboy.
And I did some pork shoulder steak, country style ribs. So just basically cut it up like a country style rib, put some Baron Burton's on that.
Do you notice how nervous he is right now? Like he's squirming in that chair. Like, he's trying to put off the top five list because he knows what time it is.
Listen. No, I was just giving my sponsors a hit because, okay, you know, you don't get to hear about
he's
it.
He's squirming, man. Now. Look at this guy.
Top five is nerve-wracking.
No,
this is the fastest he's talked in weeks
I am completely – I'm trying to get to the list because I know we got a lot to discuss.
That's what you're trying to do?
Yeah. So if you let me finish.
You talked about your pork steaks.
I have to give my sponsors love. So, I mean, if you had more sponsors, you might give them more love. Or if you gave them more love, you know, they love me. And I love them, just like I love my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager, the official beer of
Kennesaw State.
Athletics. That's right. Don't forget to use the promo code
SQUID
at Baron Burton's WSauce, WSauce.com. All right. Top five reality shows that MTV ever had. Now, let's get to the point real quick. There are shows I don't consider reality shows.
I don't know how.
Jackass is not a reality show. It is a show where they sit around before and they make up stunts and then they go perform them. Or skits. Okay? It's essentially Saturday Night Live with stunts. Not a reality show. You know, I would say that Pimp My Ride is not a reality show.
Agreed.
It is more of a game show that you won a drawing and they pimped your ride.
I just don't know what other category we're fitting it in. Are you saying it's a game show?
It's a version of one, yeah, I would say so. You basically...
You won a contest, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I don't want to get too far on this, but like, it's not MTV, but what would you like say like House Hunters is? Is that not reality to y'all?
No, it's just a fixer-upper show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's also like winning a contest.
So Survivor then is not reality.
That is a reality show.
Because that's a contest.
No.
You have to do something
You're followed for an amount of time, like literally from 10 a.m. on a Saturday to like 10 p.m. a month later. And you're followed the entire time. And you, everything you do is recorded. And yeah, you might go through contests in Survivor, which is not an MTV show, by the way. It's just an example.
Dang.
But it's not like you won a contest where, like, hey, like MTV Cribs, not a reality show. You're just showing up and touring a house.
That's fair. That's like, more of a docuseries.
That's like, that's what.
And it's a different person each time.
Yeah.
Like, if you're followed for an extended, like a whole series.
Okay. All right, that actually lands with me, what Allie just said. It's a different person on every episode.
I think Allie and I 100% agree on what we consider reality.
Did you see the look on her face? She just said no.
No. 100% agree. Hold on. I didn't say she's going to agree with my list. I said she 100% agrees with what I define as a reality show.
I believe so. We're reality show purists.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I've got a couple of honorable mentions. The first, these are ones that I like, by the way.
Ding.
So just so y'all know, the first honorable mention is Floribama Shore.
Mm. Oh, I'm getting over from the table. There's no way I can finish this segment. Bye.
It's not in the list.
It's an honorable mention.
It's not honorable of anything. First of all, it's not even near the Floribama line.
It's the,
like in Panama City or something.
It's the redneck version of Jersey Shore.
So interesting.
I loved it. There was a guy that that was here that lived. He was from Atlanta. His the Kirk,
mm-hmm.
Kirk, not the Kirk, but his name was Kirk. And R.I.P. But it was there was some great characters. There was some a lot of drama. Yeah, Nilsa was great. I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in that show. The next honorable mention was about two famous people when they got married. And they gave us, this is an honorable mention, one of the greatest sound bites of all time.
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. Is that stupid? What? Don't make fun of me right now. I'm not in the mood.
You act like you've never had tuna before.
I've had tuna fish like sandwiches and stuff like this.
Baby, you and I have eaten tuna like this before.
Why is it called chicken by the sea or in the sea?
Chicken of the Sea is the brand.
Oh.
I'm shocked that marriage didn't last.
I'm so excited. I'm this is a kind of on your list, honorable mention, because they really laid the foundation for reality TV on MTV.
Whether you like them or not, Jessica and Nick Lachey, Newlyweds, was the name of the show. It was phenomenal TV.
Yes.
Because you can tell that although they didn't last, he truly loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Because while she at the time was one of the hottest women that I knew about, she was also one of the most ignorant, is the nicest way to put it. She didn't know about a lot. And what she knew about was singing. That was pretty much it. What she didn't know about, like tuna, she was not. All right, we gotta roll through these because some of these clips are wrong. Number five. Probably a show that spawned many, 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 many editions, and I think it's still going. Teen Mom.
Weed in front of my house. Don't you laugh at me in my house, you Mr. Disrespectful.
I'm not disrespecting you.
You think it's funny?
No, Keeper, I'm not laughing.
You think it's funny? Well, I don't think it's funny. Hi. You're both high.
That was, I think that was from Teen Mom, too. That's Janelle's mom, Barbara. Barb. Probably the most famous line ever is, I see you with Kifa. Your boyfriend, phenomenal. Teen Mom, whether you like it or not, was raunchy TV in some ways. I mean, absolutely crushed it. Number five. That was number five. All right,
so
Dylan.
Good.
Number four.
This show, I know, rings home to Mike in some ways. I got two clips from this show, one of which involves Jeremy Pruitt. But Dylan, real quick, play the first cut of Disgrace, Rush Probst.
You got to put Match in a position to challenge him because he's so hard-headed. He's got to prove to you.
You either got to tell him he can't do it or embarrass him where he basically just gets mad.
You two guys have been good for each other.
What is that?
It's asparagus. You don't like asparagus?
I ain't never heard of it.
Y'all try it, Jerry. Probably good for your stress and stuff.
My stress.
So that was Jeremy Pruitt. We got our clips mixed up. That was Jeremy Pruitt not knowing what asparagus was. That show not only gave us Rush Probst and his multiple families and failed coaching experiences everywhere, it gave us JPW's little brother Ross Wilson.
Yeah.
It also gave us a Jeremy Pruitt line where he did not know where asparagus was. Now, you were friends with the guy from that show.
I was friends with a bunch of them. I played, actually, college ball with, in season two, was Patrick Crump, who was an offensive lineman that they signed. Kerry Murphy was one of my teammates. Josh Chapman, who was one of my teammates that got drafted the Colts. Michael Dijon was another guy that was still one of my best friends. I was in his wedding. So, yeah, I knew a lot of the Hoover guys. A lot of the Hoover guys from over there.
That was two-a-days, right? Two-a-days.
Yeah, that was two-a-days. Okay.
Two-a-days.
Thank you, Allie.
I knew a lot of the guys on season two, but obviously I was tight with Ross, who was season one, I believe. So, yeah, knew a bunch of those guys.
All right. Dylan?
Number three
kind of gets into it. This is probably, in most people's, the greatest MTV reality show of all time. I don't think it is. I think the OGs come before it, but this show killed it. Jersey Shore is still going again, but this show is absolutely, it should be in everyone's MTV reality show top five list.
Here we go.
Jim Tan and Laundry.
You're welcome to come with us.
Jim Tan and Laundry?
No. You drive me, driver. Let's go.
These kids are robots. Gym, tanning, laundry. Every day since I got here, that's what they do every morning. Gym, tanning, laundry. You know, that's how they, like, make the Guidos.
You know, I like to look very fresh and mint when I go out, so, you know, everything goes into it. You know, you gotta go to the gym the whole week, you know? You have to have a little color if you didn't go to the beach. And then the last thing that you need to take care of is the outfit, okay? Now, if the outfit is not looking good, then the whole package is off. And if you feel off, you're not gonna have a good night. So how do you get the best results? GTL, baby. Gym, tan, laundry.
Love it.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know we got to move on, but man, that's up there for me. And I'm shocked it's on your list, but it's really
no, I high love
up
that
there
show. That
it
dude,
was so good.
Dude, that show was hilarious.
T-shirt,
I mean,
Cabs are here.
That show was just so, it was so good.
It was it iconic.
Had, it left you so many lines, so many things to talk about.
Where's the beach?
Was that Snooki?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, they made South Park episodes about that show. That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two.
Number two is the number two OG for me of reality shows on MTV. You gotta go with Road Rules.
You've been picked for the road trip you will never forget. Survive the adventures planned for you, and you'll be rewarded handsomely. So empty your pockets, and we'll take care of the rest. Throw out your rules. These are Road Rules.
It was... The reason it's on the list is it's much like a Survivor type show where you're in the Winnebago, Winnie, you're followed everywhere you go, and yes, you do challenges, but you don't get off that Winnebago. And then number one. The show that literally created reality TV in my eyes as a kid. The Real World.
This is the true story. True story.
Of seven strangers picked to live in a loft
and have their lives taped
to find out what happens.
What?
When people stop being polite.
Could you get the phone?
And start getting real.
The Real World.
The Real World, the OG.
Yeah.
The founder of them all. There's no way you can leave that off.
You can't leave that one off. I would have made the argument that more that you could leave off Road Rules, but you can't leave off Real World.
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch up. The reason I agree why I have Road Rules on there is to me it created a different genre. Like Real World created something, and then Road Rules took it and created the challenge form of it, which is what so many shows have taken from. I mean, Survivor.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I do. There's one egregious omission that I'm not going to get to right now because I'm going to give you that wake-up call.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to discuss this on the other side, and we do have the wake-up call coming up, 404-726-0929. Jump on the show with us right now. What iconic MTV reality show did Bo miss? He missed a few. 404-726-0929. Also, what pass rushers should the Falcons be concerned about? And are you over the streaming services? We just talked about those predictions for the future of the NFL. It just feels like a lot. Give us your thoughts. 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to the wake-up call next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.